This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So isn't that interesting if we're looking for anniversaries? Genesis 1 from Bigelow Aerospace launched in 2006 on July 12th. The Paracast debuts February 28th of that year. There was no connection whatever. Genesis 2 was launched in 2007.
Very cool.
We really like to educate our guests when they come on the show.
that's very cool. The topics we're touching upon, there's so much information. There's the UFO subject. There's all the different government questions. There's, now we're on to this Bigelow fellow and MUFON. And then there's the science. There's the CubeSat. There's all the different aspects of the camera and what we're measuring. So we've got, there's a lot of fields kind of being clumped together here. I think it's really interesting.
Have you gotten any response from the Canadian government about your effort? Has there been any sort of dialogue there? I'd be interested to know what your mother country there would officially have to say about an effort like that. Trudeau seems like a pretty open-minded guy.
Well, I have not actually reached out to any governments per se. I've basically talked to whomever media outlet is interested in doing interviews and interviews for radio, interviews for television, interviews for articles, written articles. But I haven't put out any emails to actual governments. Mainly we've hit up all the different news agencies that we could think of.
Are you getting much response from America?
Quite a lot. Let me think. I could say our funders are global. We had a lot of American support from people contributing, but then we had a lot from France, South America, South Africa, Mexico, Germany. We've had basically most of the countries. Most of the major industrial countries have kind of come on board. But this is citizens, of course, not governments.
What about news media?
News media, it's been pretty good. As for mainstream, we've only had one. It was based out of Ontario, CHCH News. They wanted to do a Skype interview, a video interview, and they actually aired it on Canadian national television, which was very cool. Then we had the Province newspaper, which is our actual local newspaper here in Vancouver. They did an article on us. I think they were the two only real mainstream news companies that got involved. And strangely, right after CHCH aired our interview, they claimed bankruptcy. And I'm really hoping there was no connection there.
Well, strange things happen with UFOs. What about detractors? Have you had any people say, hey, this is nonsense, what are you doing, you're wasting money, what?
Not really. We've had some questions of the technical capabilities. I've had a few people comment that there's no way I can pull this off because of the various testing that has to happen, like the vibration testing and hardening everything to radiation. And I happen to be very lucky that Matt Lippert came on and he actually has access to the facilities to do these tests, and it's not going to cost us anything, so that's really cool. That's the main thing, and then, of course, some people are just skeptical that we'll find anything because some people don't think anything exists out there.
Well, you don't know unless you try in terms of the amount of money you're spending. It's chump change. I mean, if you can get somebody like a Donald Trump to say, here's $1 million, why don't you launch a bunch of satellites?
I mean, wow, that would be crazy.
But a dude like that, he's going to want some control.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, my thoughts are basically that anytime something that humans come across that is strange or interesting, we study it. It's kind of just what we do. We figure out what's going on and we study it, whether it be a particle decayed in a funny manner. We want to know why. Why did it decay that way? Why didn't it fit the models we currently have, etc.? And we spend, I mean, human beings spend hundreds of billions of dollars studying things. So what's funny about the possible extraterrestrial phenomenon is that you get all these people saying they're witness to something strange, they're witness to a sighting. You get pilots, you get some credible people like the Canadian ex-minister of defense. He says he has knowledge that, you know, Earth has been visited. So basically you have all these people who've seen things and something weird's happening, and yet it hasn't been scientifically probed. And I think that it should be.
Now, one thing occurred to me just as I was thinking here. You have this area west of Vancouver where you're regularly seeing things. Ever consider the possibility of putting a surface-based UFO detection system in that area to see what would happen?
I haven't thought of it, but that's probably a really cool idea.
It would probably cost a heck of a lot less than a CubeSat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would. And another one that I recently thought of, I came upon it just based on testing of the CubeSat. Weather balloons. You can launch a weather balloon or get one for like a couple $100s, like under $1,000. We could put all the same instruments on a weather balloon that would do all the same things, basically. And it would be a tiny fraction of the cost.
What would it cost for the instrumentation? The same as the satellite or a lot less?
A lot less, because you wouldn't have to harden it for space. You wouldn't have to care so much about it being perfect, because your launch mechanism costs $500. Whereas with a satellite, you want everything to be perfect because you're spending $17,000 just for the launch.
Well, let me just be a devil's advocate here. You have a place there, and Chris is sympathetic to this because he's in a similar situation. You have a place that appears to be attracting a lot of unusual events.
Mm-hmm.
With a satellite, the chances of capturing anything aren't that high, but it's certainly worth the effort to try. You've got to try, especially if UFOs are related to outer space. But now mm-hmm. you have a place here that for a small amount of money, that maybe you can just do it with a credit card or something, or have each of your partners, your seven partners, say, okay, we'll go get a credit card advance for $500 each, and we'll put something together with a balloon-based system, with a surface-based system. Hey, why aren't you doing it?
That's a good idea. I mean, I hadn't thought of it prior to this. One reason that kind of drove my interest in a satellite was that if you came across something that was in the atmosphere, you would likely, like if you're close enough to get it visually, you're also going to be close enough to get some electromagnetic measurements. You're also going to be close enough to get some possible radiation measurements. So that's why I think it was a good idea to build a satellite that's got all the things condensed into one. I think a ground operation is a great idea. It may be difficult, I don't know, about measuring the electromagnetic, depending if you get something visual. I mean, if it's in the lower atmosphere, you're probably not going to be able to measure too much in terms of electromagnetics or gravitation.
It's all depends on field strength and proximity.
Okay. But yeah, I've
been doing working for a number of years on a triangulated instrumented array in the San Luis Valley, which is fairly well known for its ongoing waves of anomalous aerial object activity, and with the proper software for detect motion and track motion, you can send coordinate data to all the cameras, and they can swing around and triangulate. Okay. When you start triangulating arrays on objects, the amount of data that you can, you know, just optical data, for instance, you'll be able to determine, you know, a vast amount of facts about the event.
Let's do our break. We've got more to talk about, and Chris, of course, is defining the project that he's setting up. We have Dave Cote. We're talking about CubeSat, and maybe some ideas for other measuring systems. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Chris, you were explaining, and we can continue now, the way you're setting up your system. Go ahead, please.
Well, what we've decided to do, because I know a satellite, I mean, that's really sexy sounding, and there would be a lot of interest in a project like that. Something that I'm doing doesn't have quite the cachet, let's say, of a project like CubeSat. But I think it's important to begin both, you know, it's kind of a double-pronged attack here. Identify hotspot areas, have in place of fixed locations to monitor the, you know, above Earth airspace here. But combined with a system that's also spaceborne, wouldn't it be neat if you were headed over the Rocky Mountains and all of a sudden we had an event in southern Colorado and my system was operating and your system was operating? The data that you could glean from that would be just dazzling.
Yeah.
But I think the kind of idea you have could be, you know, the space version of what I've been proposing and what I'm in the midst of setting up right now. We actually did a beta test a few years ago and were able to capture some pretty interesting anomalies that turned out to be mundane. But it's good to be able to get a bunch of data together that then you can use to you know, factor out false positives, shall we say. So, yeah. I think both approaches, are important to monitor hotspot areas and then to monitor, you know, airspace. I think once you get a satellite network up and possibly even something with more technology in it that could be placed higher and still have the capabilities of a low orbital platform, then you could talk about geosynchronous orbits, that sort of thing. A question that kind of comes up in my mind is space is filled with a lot of junk up there. And are these orbital paths, how are you choosing this particular orbital path? And do you have any sort of, I don't know, it's awful small, so I guess colliding with some space junk is probably not too much of a concern, but is there a way to determine an optimal orbital path that keeps you out of harm's way with the thousands of bolts and screws and stuff traveling at, you know, at amazing speeds up there? Is there a way to figure all that out in advance? Is there some sort of algorithm?
I mean, I'm sure there is, but I think, I mean, that's something that interorbital systems will be dealing with.
Yeah.
Because they do all the launches and I'm sure they've kind of figured that stuff out. I've never heard of any of their satellites being damaged by space junk. I think there's only been a few events where some space junk actually wrecked the satellite.
Right.
For the most part, I don't think we're high enough up to worry so much.
Yeah, because you are in low. You said what, 300 kilometers up, or?
Yeah, about 310 kilometers. So we're much lower than the space station.
Yeah.
And we're not as high as a lot of the telecommunication satellites that are up there.
Well, and most of the space junk, too. You're way below that. You know.
Apparently, a lot of the space junk I was reading about was created when, I think it was China, they sent an anti-satellite missile up to test. They destroyed one of their own satellites, but it created thousands and thousands of little bits of junk that's up there now.
So it's the Chinese fault. They did it all.
It was a test, and I mean, I'm sure a lot of countries have screwed things up with tests, but yeah, it's kind of terrible.
Yeah. Well, there's talk of a robotic satellite system that'll be sent up like a large the garbage collector that's going to be going and collecting. It'll be, you know, it'll have maneuverable capabilities, so they're going to be scooping up space junk.
The movie Gravity, that was quite terrifying, and that sort of had to do with space junk.
Yeah, it did. How about micrometeorites, things like that? I mean, are you going to be able to withstand a dust particles traveling at 60,000 miles an hour or something?
We can hope. We can definitely hope. I mean,
I guess meteorites.
Let's say we were hit by a meteorite. That would be almost as amazing as catching an anomaly.
The odds against that are
yeah.
But I mean, are pretty much in your favor.
Yeah, I have to say, I definitely agree that putting together like the CubeSat or any space observations along with ground observations, I hadn't actually thought of teaming up that way, because I was thinking, well, what we'd rely on is, you know, MUFON reports. So say we do capture something and then we've got some visual, then we've got some electromagnetic and whatever else. But then we go to the sighting reports and see if there was anything happening in that same area that same day. But also, yes, ground-based data that could correlate with it, I think, would be amazing.
That would be, I'd need a hanky just thinking about that. Oh,
and we're getting kind of grisly here, folks. This is family radio.
Oh, I'd have to blow my nose because I'd be so excited.
If we could do a first project that was successful and show people that, you know, for not so much money, you could put these things up, be it a ground station, a CubeSat, weather balloon, whatever. But if more people interested in the topic would start doing it, we could do it globally. I mean, our coverage would increase 1,000-fold.
Yeah, I'll say.
Now, I'm going to ask you a quick question here, too. All right, so say you want to adapt your CubeSat project to a surface system, a balloon-based system. Mm. All right, how long do you think it would take you to do that? And would it cause you to sacrifice the work you're doing on the satellite?
I don't think so. I haven't done any research on the balloons. That recently got into my brain, just talking of testing and then realizing, oh my goodness, these balloons exist. I don't even know what the rules are around launching them. There's probably some kind of rules in terms of where you launch it, how long it's allowed to be up, etc.
Just make sure it doesn't crash at Roswell.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have an idea for you for funding.
Yes.
Since you're going to have a live feed on the internet, why not sell advertising to have a logo in the lower right-hand corner for Dow Chemical or Monsanto or, you know, some big pocket corporation and just say, hey, you know, how would you like to have your logo on the only space-borne UFO detection system on the feed?
Yeah, that's probably a great idea. I mean,
no, it is a great idea. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Send Chris a check for this. You could use it to pay for the San Luis Valley project.
I'll take a 10% finder's fee for the idea.
The other idea might be here. You said this will be open source, which means that anybody could get the software.
Yeah, that's.
They can download the software and anything. But what about assembling construction kits, developing a construction kit where anybody who wanted to build a similar system could go ahead and do it, and this way you can expand your coverage, and you're doing it in a way that you're not merchandising, although I guess you could sell ready-made kits, which would be one way to merchandise it, but setting up a system here where you provide instructions. This is the equipment we need for the cameras. This is what we need for this. Here is the software, kind of almost like a turnkey system that people could build without too much trouble, and then if that works, then you can actually start assembling them and selling them and use that to finance further projects. You know, I'm developing a whole marketing plan for you here, and I know nothing about marketing, as most people know. Dave Cote is joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
I'm kind of serious here, Dave Cote. What do you think, Chris?
Hey, you know, more heads are better than one. We've come up with two great ideas that could generate some additional interest and also generate, those very important $100 a day to pay for your actual downlink.
I mean, I'll comment to all that, to all those questions and ideas. I think the idea of having like advertising banners on the site is a great one. I don't know what our monthly hits are going to be like. I'd like to think it'd be really high, being the first CubeSat launched by citizens for this purpose. So yeah, we'll definitely try that. And as for the software and open sourcing, I'm definitely going to, open source give it to anyone who's interested. It's basically just I'm writing it in Python, and everything I'm using to write it is also open source. I'm just kind of putting the pieces together. I'm very open to sharing it as I perfect it.
This is Linux or what?
I'm doing it on Linux on Ubuntu, but you can get Python on Windows, you can get Python on Mac. It's kind of the most common software language that's out there. Like most web servers that run your websites, a large percent of them run Ubuntu, the server version of Ubuntu. Ubuntu comes with Python, so it's built right into it.
Now, the servers that I've run are CentOS, which is like the open source version of Red Hat.
That's very similar. Python will run on that as well.
Okay, but what I'm thinking here is, obviously, Windows is a more complicated beast in terms of taking something from Linux. But porting something from Linux to a Mac because of the family resemblance, they're both eunuchs, ought to be a piece of cake, don't you think?
It's pretty easy, yeah.
So I'm encouraging you here to build a Mac version, is what I'm doing.
Oh, well, yeah, Python runs on Mac very easily. Basically, you make sure you have an interpreter, Python interpreter. Just make sure you have all the drivers that will run Python, and then the software will run on it. The way I'm running it now, I'm running it on a live interpreter, so I open the Python interpreter, and then I run the code. I can also run it from a script. I can also make it executable. But it's pretty simple in terms of a language that people can understand. I think most computer programmers dabble in Python, so I think it's a good choice. And then finally, to comment on the little kits, like if we were to give kits or open source how to build, that's going to be up to Matt Lippert and Lippert Technologies, which will be the company that he's starting. I know that I signed an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, to look at all his parts and chassis, and he uses 3D printers to, you know, print the frame, that kind of thing. I don't know how open he wants to be, because he's actually going to be starting a CubeSat company. He's going to be building kits for universities, which is going to be cool. But no, he's very excited about that. He's going to be sending kits out to university, encouraging them to start teaching a course on CubeSats, that kind of thing. I will definitely put out there as much as I can in terms of how to build your own CubeSat.
Okay, but I'm not just thinking of CubeSat. I'm thinking of detection systems for surface placement and for balloon placement. That at least may not infringe on whatever he wants to do. So if he wants to keep that proprietary, that's fine. But you could still adapt it to surface and balloon use.
That's a great idea, yeah. I say we should do that.
You know, Chris, we ought to get something started here, I think.
Well, I'm definitely going to be getting your contact information after we're done taping here because, boy, I'll tell you, we have a team of postdoc students in Italy that have been scratching their heads. They've come up with good software for nighttime use, but the best data is going to be gathered during the daylight hours, and we're having problem with ground clutter and other things. And Douglas Trumbull, who of course is the special effects whiz that did the special effects for Close Encounters and 2001 Blade Runner, blah blah blah. I had the pleasure and honor of meeting him some weeks ago at the International UFO Congress, and I made the comment, boy, I sure wish we could get a hold of some of that military targeting software. And he goes, oh, it's not as hard as you think. Yeah, he said, well, there's a will, there's a way, you know. So with a twinkle in his eye, kind of a little wink, wink, you know. So I'm not exactly sure what that meant, but I'm going to find out.
Just parenthetically here, your colleague Dave Schott wrote me and said that he came very close to meeting me or Chris at the International UFO Congress. But evidently, Alejandro Rojas was busy talking to somebody else, and it didn't work out.
That's too bad. Yeah, he was down there for, I think, a full day, and he had a blast. I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this because, boy, if we could get the bugs worked out of our system, that would enable us to go full speed ahead. Right now, that's the one thing that's hanging us up. The area in Colorado where this array will be placed is in south central Colorado above the border of New Mexico. It's a known UFO hotspot. There's been thousands of sightings there, ebbing and flowing in waves. And one of the things, again, that we really want is obviously detect motion and coordinate triangulation with motion tracking. So once we get past that hurdle, we're going to be raring to go. And we're also going to be providing kits for others to set up systems at other hotspot areas. The other problem that we were having is bandwidth. And because it is such a remote rural area, it's taken quite a while for the area to catch up to the state of technology now. But now we're in a situation where that problem has been solved by the inexorable spread of T2 lines and high bandwidth scenarios. So that is no longer a problem. The only thing really, the only sticky wicket right now is, like I said, that motion tracking software. So any help that you could provide our team, any sort of ideas or Obviously we're going to be dealing with different problems. One being spaceborne, one being, ground located. So, but I'm sure, brilliant minds working together have a habit of being able to, conquer obstacles, I think, for lack of a better term. So, I'm really excited to speak further with you about this. And I do urge you to come up with creative ways of funding the project so that you can start putting up other birds and expanding the network. I think this is very exciting. Like you mentioned at the top of the show, when I costed out a three-camera system back in 94 and 5, it would have been $1 million to do what we can now do today for about $20,000.
Wow, isn't that crazy? Wow.
Yeah, well, I love it. it's a 20-plus year vision that we're almost at the point of actualizing. And I think the idea of having some advertising on the site, you could approach the companies that are supplying your optics, companies that are supplying, the constituent parts, basically. And then other people like MUFON, get them to, pony up some dough. I think there's all sorts of marketing potential for companies out there to have such a high visibility project, as an advertising and marketing vehicle. And we live in a capitalist system, so why not take advantage of it?
One thing I want to say, though, Chris, before we go on, getting MUFON to contribute anything other than maybe some coverage to the event is easier said than done.
That's true.
They don't normally do things like that.
They had considered possibly putting a little bit of a donate thing in regards to our project, but I think their budget is kind of thin. I don't think they have a lot of money. I think they rely on raising funds through their own site for themselves. So that's probably why. But yeah, I think for coverage they could be really good, like getting the word out. I mean, their newsletter that goes out to all the subscribers, including Dan Aykroyd, I think that's great.
If you can get Dan Aykroyd to participate, that would be great. If you try to reach out to him, I'll ask you that question, and we'll have your answer on the other side. We've got one more segment, one more few minutes to spend with Dave Cote. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. from the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Dave Cote, with regard to CubeSat, and we know Dan Aykroyd is a paying member, lifetime member of MUFON, and he's got plenty of money. Have you tried to reach out to him directly to see if he'd be willing to provide some assistance?
I have. It's very hard to get a hold of celebrities now. It's not that they're not interested. It's that too many people try to contact them. And working in film, I had to kind of learn how to get a hold of people. And sometimes you'll go through an agent for like a large actor, and you'll have to pay a fee just to get a meeting with them, or you'll have to have a guaranteed amount if you're going to book them for a role. So I think they weed out the people that want to swarm them, the paparazzi, that kind of thing. What I did is I found an email for Dan Aykroyd has a wine company that he started, and I sent an email through the wine company website hoping that it could get to him. I also tried Twitter. I've tried various people through Twitter, but I haven't had too much of a response with that, so I'm sure they get thousands of tweets from people every day, and yeah, it's difficult.
Crystal had vodka.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he spoke down in Phoenix about 3 or 4 years ago at a book signing. He does pop up from time to time here and there, but the guy's, you know, obviously got deep pockets. I mean, just his syndicated Elwood's Bluesmobile. I mean, God, he must have a steady source of weekly income just from that, from Red Wing Boots and some of the advertisers that are real faithful on that program. So, I mean, if there's will, there's a way. The best way to get to these people is to find somebody that's close to them, who would be easier to approach and get to him. And to interest Dan Aykroyd in something like this, I think is a no-brainer. I think if you put out some sort of message through Jan Harzen at MUFON, or, you know, take a side channel, back channel to get to him. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he would be very, very supportive.
Yeah, and I'm hoping so. I mean, so yes, we've talked to Jan at MUFON. He was supportive of our project, and it has helped to include us in an article on their site. Through that channel, a newsletter should be going out within the next month. It's their monthly, think it's a monthly newsletter that comes from MUFON.
Yes.
And yeah, and that's the printed one that we've been told Dan Aykroyd reads all of them. So that's kind of the channel that we're hoping reaches him. Because I think with someone like him who has such an interest in this topic, it's not a matter of they're not going to want to talk to you about it. It's more a matter of getting the information in front of their eyes. That's the challenge. So I'm hoping that the newsletter, you know, tips them off and maybe we get an email. Even just a mention would probably help us out quite a lot.
Yeah. Also, Tom DeLong from Blink-182 is a huge UFO buff. And Robbie Williams, the pop singer from England, is also a huge UFO buff. And there's others, too. There's, you know, you the Shirley MacLaines, and, you know, you could go down the list of people that have, I mean, geez, even, what's his name, Sammy Hagar claimed he's an abductee.
Really? Oh, wow.
And he's got some serious dough.
And, you know, Rihanna apparently hired someone to be down close to Area 51 and report to her any sightings he has, any interesting news.
Right.
So that's
Katy Perry.
Yeah, and Bieber apparently is a UFO nut as well.
Well, I'd stay away from that one, but...
Who, Bieber? Oh, Justin Bieber. I think we should send him in orbit.
You never know, yeah.
Isn't he a small guy? Maybe it wouldn't take much.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would love to launch him into low Earth orbit and then have a big party watching him re-enter.
Oh, dear.
Let's not get violent because people will then say, you know what, we could do that to Donald Trump.
Well, you brought it up. What is the lifespan? 3 months, you said?
3 months. If there's, say, we get a huge, crazy solar month, it could lower it to, you know, 2 months. But technically, it could go longer. I mean, 4 or 5 months.
Oh, it all depends great.
On. Yeah, it depends on space weather is the major factor. I think we're in a peak right now, so we're in one of the busier areas.
Right.
So we're probably looking at 3 months.
Yeah, we're going out of a solar 11-year solar peak year. I think it came early this time.
Yeah. So hopefully by next year, it'll have died down enough so that we get, you know, at least our 3 months. That would be nice.
Yeah, the other thing I would really urge you is to get somebody to help bring the team up to speed about the subject of ufology. I think it's important once you get closer to launch date. You know, it's important to be really knowledgeable about the subject, obviously, and I'm sure you're scrambling to get up to speed. But if you need any help in that regard, the Paracast is a perfect place to pick some brains. We have some very, very brilliant people on our forums, people way smarter than me, and I know a lot about the subject. And I think it's important because you're going to have to come from a place of authority, obviously. Once the media attention starts, if you're able to reference, you know, particular cases, able to reference data, you know, like Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center has, how many, events has he logged? I think he logs about 30,000 a year. Is that what he said?
Not a year, but he logs quite a few.
Or he's logged just tens and tens of thousands of reports. And, of course, MUFON. I really urge you to contact Brian Veich, just because you're in British Columbia, as he is.
Yeah.
And he's a really good person to dovetail your local efforts there. And I think it's important to come across as knowledgeable and as healthily skeptical as you can. That's important because once people tag the true believer tag on you, science and academia has a hard time reconciling that particular tag on an individual or an organization. So you're getting into the realm of politics here, and to be as fully up to speed as humanly possible, obviously, is going to work to your advantage.
Yeah, definitely. And I would love to exchange information over email in the future and pick your guys' brain and share on our software updates and any ideas I might have to help you out on your project.
That would be excellent. Thank you.
There's a lot of stuff. Like I recently have a drone that I got for Christmas as a present for my fiance. It's just one of those little drones that flies around. You control it with a smartphone, and I've been playing with getting it to fly by itself. And to do this, it needs object recognition from a single monocular camera. It is able to see a red ball and then you move the red ball around and it'll follow it. So I think that's right along the lines of what you're looking for. I didn't write the software, but it is open source. And yeah, I'd love to just send you everything I know on that. Cause
it could be that one just little, answer to a problem that would get us over the hurdle. We've been working about 9-10 months on it. They were paid somewhat, but obviously the amount of work that's going into it is not going to even come close to covering it. So thank you very much for being on the show, definitely. And look forward to communicating more.
Dave, yeah, would you please tell our listeners where they can check you out and get more information about what you're doing?
Absolutely. If you go to cubesat.tech. So that is http://cubesat.tech. cubesat.tech.
And that will take you to the latest fundraising for the CubeSat project. You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. On Facebook, we've got a pair of Paracast fan clubs. One's a group, one's a community or something like that. But they work. We also have a second radio show and a special feature called Paracast Plus. So we present after the Paracast, which consists of color commentary, extended interviews, all sorts of things. It's available as an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Let me tell you what the deal is. It's a modest monthly, annual, 5-year, or lifetime subscription rate. It gets you the ad-free version of this show where we kill 41 minutes of those network ads. We give you slightly better audio quality. We give you access to the Paracast. We're adding video. We're adding a special channel that's going to be the classic earliest episode of the Paracast cleaned up to sound better. Without ads, show transcripts, what else can you ask for? Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Dave Cote, it's been a fascinating session. Thank you, sir, for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.